Why were people so excited about that talking dog on Britain's Got Talent? Amanda Holden's been on it for years. And Deck backstage, but I'm never quite sure which one's supposed to be the funny one.
Oh, he's killing us all!
Alicia?
Oh no.
Yeah. Alicia laughing?
Oh no.
Alicia not dancing?
That was good.
Simon.
Godson.
He reminds me a lot of my dad. He's a cross-dresser. He gets especially cross when he can't find his socks. I was really worried for David Walliams when he swam on the River Thames for charity because of all that garbage going in his mouth. But since I've been watching BGT, I'm relieved it's all coming out again.
Hello, my name is Leo Lytel. I am 15 years old, and I'm single. I've been single, let's see here, pretty much my whole life. Pretty sure it's because I'm unemployed. I live at home with my parents, and I don't have a car. These are all big red flags. It's why I don't get much attention on Match.com. I do, however, have a lot of success on Tinder, where I am a buff 28-year-old Georgetown medical student with a Porsche and a trust fund. Now, I'm a teenager, so I'm in that awkward phase of life. I'm kind of a mutant creature, part adult, part child. But I look back on the early years of childhood fondly. You know, those good old memories, like when you get in the van and it turns out the man doesn't have any candy. Of course, nowadays, candy won't cut it. We're in the 21st century. You need something like free Wi-Fi to up the ante. That's really all a kid wants anymore, speaking from experience. And I want to thank my mom and dad for being so supportive of my comedy. My mom helps me book gigs, and my dad helps me write my material. So I like to think I'm pretty far along in the entertainment industry because I've got two things that a lot of people strive to have. I have a Jewish writer, and my agent is a girl I used to sleep with. Thank you. I'm Leo Lytel.
So, a lot of people around here know me as a pretty friendly and outgoing kid. Some may even say I'm a little too chatty and have this thing called ADHD. If you don't know what that stands for, it's attention deficit hyper. Oh, hey, man! That's a rad cert. Now, folks, I might be only six, but I think I know a thing or two about girls.
Do tell.
An important thing to know about girls is that they say one thing, but always mean another.
That's true.
My mom, for instance, she always tells me to call her mom, and I come find out that's not even her real name. What?
What an honor to be auditioning in front of the best judges in the world here at America's Got Talent. But I have to say, though, it took me such a long time to get here in front of you. When I first got here and saw the line of people waiting to audition, my father said to me, "Wow, this is so much longer than I expected it to be." The last time I heard those words, I was at my doctor getting a physical.
Love that.
I have some exciting news. I just had my first date. A girl from my class came over to my house the other day, and as her mother was leaving, she told my friend, "Remember, you're allergic to nuts." All I can think of. I haven't even said the joke yet.
Yeah, you have.
All I can think to myself was, well, there go my plans for the afternoon. For a long time, I wanted to be a circus performer, and my parents even sent me to circus camp. I learned how to juggle, how to ride a unicycle, and I came home from camp one day telling my mother I wanted to learn a new trick. I wanted to learn how to be a sword swallower. She said, "No way. We'll let you do other things, but we're not going to let you be a sword swallower." So I was upset, and I went to talk to my dad about this. He said, "I'm not surprised. Your mother hasn't been interested in sword swallowing since we got engaged."
This is amazing. I wouldn't have missed this for the world. I even turned down a really big job to be here. Yeah, have you ever seen Disney Channel? Well, I was going to babysit two little girls that really like Disney Channel. Let's talk about that for a minute. I am not a high school graduate. I haven't even been to high school. I don't have a driver's license. I can't even sit in the front seat. I'm still on safety scissors, people. But you are going to leave your beloved child, the one who is carrying on your name to the next generation, with me. My only qualification to be a babysitter is that I used to be a baby. I mean, that's crazy. That's like saying, "Hey, you're sick a lot. You want to be my doctor?" Or, "Weren't you the host of a reality show? You want to be president of the United States?" Thank you, everyone.
To hear. Now then, I went to an open day fire station recently. While I was there, one of the firefighters was giving a demonstration on fire safety, and he held a smoke detector, asked if anyone knew what it was for. And I put my hand up and said, "It's what my dad uses to tell you when the dinner's ready." I went with my granddad the other day to see one of his friends who just celebrated his 90th birthday. And even though he's blind, he's always wanted to do a charity parachute jump. So his family arranged for him to do one on his birthday. So I said, "How'd it go?" And he said, "Oh, it was great, but my guide dog was absolutely terrified." Thank you for listening. So I'm going to leave you with one last thing. What if the Hokey Cokey is what it's all about? Thank you and goodbye.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're thinking. Harry Potter's had a nasty Quidditch accident. Do you know what I can't stand? Sorry, let me re-emphasise. Do you know what? I can't stand. But look on the bright side. I've never had to queue at Disneyland. Now, I'm just going to throw a disclaimer out there. If I do get too energetic, please stop me. I want to keep my benefits. otherwise, how would I heat the jacuzzi? I'm joking. It's a pool. I was at the cinema seeing the new James Bond film the other day, and it got me thinking, you know, maybe I would have liked to have had a go, you know, being James Bond, but obviously I'm a bit inhibited. "Ah, Mr. Bond, I've been expecting you." "No lift." " But this isn't the first Britain's Got Talent event I've been to. I was actually at the live tour in Manchester, funnily enough, 2 years ago. And the staff, they couldn't have been more helpful, moving people out the way, getting us to a seat. And then when we finally got there, the view was just fantastic. And we sat down and my sister, she tapped me on the shoulder, turned round, and I'll never forget this as long as I live. She said, "Jack, we are so lucky you're disabled. You cannot take her anywhere." Thank you very much. I've been Jack Carroll. Goodbye.